Hello, 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 my beautiful humans. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Happy whatever day it is. Happy birthday if it's your birthday. I'm sending good energy today through your phone, through your Bluetooth, through your AirPods, whatever you're listening on. Today's episode is about a sprinkle of affirmations, you know, how I've been feeling on my hot girl walks, just my thoughts, aspirations, and things that I've been feeling lately. Welcome back to another beautiful episode on the best platform, the best podcast, Breaking Barriers, by your girl Sammy. I hope you all enjoyed this beautiful episode, this quick little episode of me just kind of speaking life into myself, into the environment, into you, and just sharing all the love and wealth that we do here on Breaking Barriers. I hope you all enjoy this new episode. Speak greatness into your life and have fun. Cheers, and welcome to another episode of Breaking Barriers. I love you, body. I love that you are taking time for yourself, that you are going for walks to clear your mind mentally and just listen to the sounds of nature. I love that you are intentionally taking deep breaths and living in that specific moment in time to really just embrace the gratitude that you are feeling in life right now, in this moment. At 11:30 a.m. on Monday. It's August. It's hot. It's fairly warm. I feel like this is the temperature where it transitions into fall. But I just love that you took the time to wake up. Thank Allah for another beautiful day. That you woke up and got up. Made waste beads towards your passion. You were authentic within your feelings, doing your skincare routine, drinking water. Like, y'all, I feel like I've just really been doing a lot of things with pure intention and actually doing what fuels my soul. Like, I really didn't realize how good walks were for your mind and your body. Like, you, I really genuinely think that you feel so aligned after your walk or during it. You get this kind of euphoric feeling through your body, like the body high. It's like you don't want it to stop. But yeah, I've just intentionally been like taking more walks and actually resting my body. Like, resting my body and still going to the gym and like lifting weights, of course, like eating right, but just allowing my body to rest and not feeling slightly insecure or maybe like defeated in a way because I didn't work out every single day, because I would do that. I would literally work out Monday through Saturday. Crazy. And Sunday will be my rest day. But ever since I've been doing yoga and going on walks, those have been like another sense therapy for me, like for my body and for me to align my chakras in the right way, you know? I'm just really talking while I'm on my walk right now. I have the pool of energy to let y'all know what I'm feeling right now. Because it's nice outside today. It's a gloomy Monday, which, you know, I don't mind. But apparently it's supposed to be like this all week. But I feel as if after I do, like, more personal workouts, like going for walks, you know, indulging a little bit here and there, setting the tone. It's just good for me. It's good for the energy that I am trying to like constantly have flowing through my body. Like taking time for myself, being intentional about the conversations that I'm having with my friends, asking the hard questions, doing the hard things, getting out of my comfort zone has really been something that I have been enjoying and really just going with the flow because honestly, like you never know. Like I texted my crush last night and I was like, hey, I'm just thinking about you. Yeah, because who knows? He or she might be thinking of you too. So, yeah. I'm going to a concert this Wednesday with my homie Jamel. Today, when this episode goes live, I will be at the Alex Isley concert with Jamel, my homie. I'm really excited for that because the way the vibes are about to be set, I'm just already knowing. And this is the perfect day for me to put out such an energy, spiritual kind of podcast episode about, you know? Because I'm talking about my energy. I'm talking about the way I'm feeling, the vibe I'm trying to transfer, you know? You know? Y'all let me know. How's your energy? Let me know what the vibes are, what affirmations you said to yourself today. What type of setting, what type of tone are you setting for yourself today? I kind of want to know your point of view. Because I'm about to show y'all mine. Like right now, I'm on a walk and everything. Like I worked out for a good 30 minutes and now I'm just going for like a swift walk to like stretch out my muscles. But my POV when I get inside the house, you know, take a shower, of course, you know, light my candle first so that the room can get nice. Turn on my little stream lights. Samira, take a note. You are taking a video of everything doing this. This is the audio over that. Streamlights are going. Maybe Netflix. I'm thinking about Harry Potter. I want to play in the background. But I'm also like, do I want to watch a show? But I do want to do a lot of graphics today that will allow me to like know what's going on in the background. But I can also focus on something else. So, all right. So, walk into my room. Candles lit. We have Harry Potter playing in the background. Classic. Third movie. Stream lights are going. Just hopped out the shower. Boom, bam. Whole skincare routine. Go downstairs. Make my coffee. This creamer, y'all, this Cinnabon creamer I have. Fire. Milk, froth it. It's like a cold brew drink, I think. Those are the type of drinks that I like to drink on like my more productive days, especially Monday. And it's nice and gloomy out. Perfect. So that's the vibe, y'all. Doing my graphics, finishing up some projects, finishing up these waist beads, and doing more things creative with Seamless. Coming up with ideas for my men's collection. Inshallah, that I'm dropping next year, but that's all you get to know about that. So, yeah. What intentions are y'all setting for the week? What intentions are y'all setting for the next upcoming season of fall? Because that's also a whole change in vibes there. So, yeah. What intentions are y'all setting for this next beautiful season that we are about to endure? I'm really wanting to set very sensual, warm, confident as fuck vibes for fall and winter. Because when I tell y'all, great things are happening. Great things are happening. You are stepping out of your comfort zone. You are pulling that energy from a place that is so unknown because it's never been touched. You are pulling from that energy and having that experience. That's one of my words for this year too. Experience. Experience and opportunity and abundance. But you're going through that experience from an unknown energy that you have yet to feel. And then once you get into that groove, stepping out of your comfort zone, you either realize you like that energy or you don't. So that's honestly how I've been like going through this year and like things that I've been through. So I'm really enjoying life, y'all. I've been crying a good amount, but I feel like that's good because I'm actually tapping into my emotions, truly. Like I say, I've been going about a lot of things intentionally, like being confident in like what I'm wearing, how I'm presenting myself to people, honestly getting the energy from others. Yeah. And really just tapping into my creativity for the most part, because ever since I got my iPad, y'all, I love it. I'm so excited to go inside and create. But yeah, fall is about to be alive. Just know that the value that you are pulling and that you are placing into other people's lives, Samira, is genuinely life changing. Not to sound cocky or narcissist type, but I've always known that the value that I'm placing into someone's life is there for a reason. And theirs too, vice versa. The only way I would want to like transfer energy or like have a conversation with somebody or connect in a way, it doesn't even have to be about spirituality. But I feel as if we don't all have to be on the same wavelength, but at least come to an understanding that the value that you place in other people's lives is important. That's how people grow. That's how people are able to do the hard things, like have those hard conversations, or maybe not. But yeah, life's been good. I've really been enjoying my creativity, especially with this podcast, because I'm literally on a walk right now, recording a podcast episode. And it's going to be a great podcast episode. I just love you all. This is the type of vibes, and this is a barrier that I'm breaking, to be completely honest. When ever I will walk, I will listen to other podcasts. Of course, grabbing inspiration and everything, but also, excuse me, y'all. But also, I really do, like I said, walks have been giving me like so much clarity lately. And that's just what I really have been feeling. So this barrier that I'm breaking right now is me being more confident and more outspoken to like actually how I'm feeling. Because today after my workout, I felt so good. Like I feel so confident and I feel the self-love like building from today. And that's generated from others as well. So I just love that. But the barrier that I'm breaking is me actually having the confidence to just pull out my phone and just be talking, like talking to y'all, having a whole conversation, rather than just walking and listening to a podcast. I'd rather express my feelings and let y'all know that we having a conversation. Like I'm basically on FaceTime with y'all. Yeah, and that's kind of how I see my podcast, and that's the vibe. So I'm proud to have broken that barrier. Of course, it's a work in progress. It does not happen overnight, and that goes for everything. Let me know what y'all intentions are, what barriers you're breaking, and just generally loving yourself. Like, what are you doing to love yourself? What are you doing to keep the company that you've always desired? Yeah, just let me know about that. And then we'll see where we're at next week. But let me find the quote for today's episode. I don't know. It was just kind of like a little talk, like hot girl chats with Sammy. I don't know. Seamless walks with Sammy, maybe. But we can do something for the podcast. I'll figure it out. All right. So maybe it was energy. Okay, this is cute. Intuition is real. Vibes are real. Energy doesn't lie. Tune in. Oh, that's cute. Actually, that's the vibe for today. Yeah. That's what we're doing. I love you all so much. Please tune in. Excuse me. Please tune in to another episode of Breaking Barriers next week, next Wednesday. Let me know what you all want to listen to next week. I'll probably post like a question box under the next reel that I post for the previous episodes. But let me know what y'all want to hear. Maybe I can do a recap on the concert with Jamel for sure. That'd be dope. And yeah, more things coming on the Breaking Barriers page. I am having a rebrand shoot, which I'm super excited about because y'all, fall is about to be a great time for Breaking Barriers in general and just since Life of Sammy, Samira Bia as a brand. I'm manifesting that. I'm manifesting high power, high energy, abundance, wealth, generational wealth, money, health, happiness. Like, I don't know. I'm just wishing the best on everybody right now. Like, especially me. Like, I've been having to try to tap into a lot of self-love, which is a lot that's coming into Seamless by Sammy. Y'all check that out at Seamless by Sammy on Instagram. Yeah, all platforms and TikTok. Yeah, TikTok is fun. All my pages have TikTok, so it's just the same name on each page. Samira Bia 143 on Instagram and on TikTok as well. Just a lot of great things are coming for like what I've actually been working on, and I'm just super excited. I thank you all so much for just, whether you're walking, whether you're driving, whether you're just chilling, cleaning your house, whatever you're doing, I just thank you for allowing me to vibe out with y'all for real, for real. Like, this is just how I talk. Like, vibe out. Just let it flow. Thank you for allowing me to just talk, really, on my little walk. I hope you all have a great week, or y'all are having a great week since this is coming out on Wednesday. Yeah, I suggest you go check out Alex Isley if you haven't, to listen to her music. I do have a couple of playlists that I can link down below as well for my Spotify, for my Sweet Summer. And I'm currently curating my fall playlist. And yeah, I love you all so much. Thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for tuning in every week. Some exciting things are coming. Be sure to tune in next week. Love you all. XOXO. Peace.